Portions of this program are pre-recorded.
This is the Joe Pags Show. To talk to Joe, call 888-941-PAGS. And now, it's Joe Pags.
All right, great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to, lots to talk about. I do have coronavirus, Wuhan novel coronavirus, whatever the hell we're calling it today. COVID-19. But what's the one rule?
I don't know. You tell me what rule.
For me and working, what's the rule?
If you can talk, you're going to work.
Exactly right. And there you go. Now, if you were my mother, and you're way too young, I mean, I'm not suggesting that you could be my mother, but you would have a problem with me working today, wouldn't you?
I would. I had a problem with you working on Monday.
I had a problem Monday. I couldn't even speak.
There. Yeah.
Yeah. I know. I don't know. I thought it was funny because I felt fine Monday until I pressed the button and it went.
It was frogman.
But yeah. That's the rule. If I can speak, I'm going to work because the people rely on the information.
Yeah, you sound a lot better today.
Well, I'm going to get into all of it. What I've been doing, what I've been taking. I do, in fact, have COVID-19. I'm only about 4 days in. So some people say it gets worse, it gets better. I will tell you everything that happened from day one when I realized I should probably get diagnosed and so on. But, again, the rule is if I can speak, I'll do it. I've been warming the voice up as much as I can today, and I think it sounds close to normal, so I figured I'd go ahead and do it. And I couldn't do it. Carrie, I'm only here for you, to be honest with you, today.
Because
it's a Wednesday, and I know what happens in hour number three.
That's right.
If I don't do hour number three, you faked the coronavirus, so you didn't have to play your stupid song.
That's right. They'd be saying that.
Nobody wants that. Let's go. Bowles along for the ride, too. Get it done, as always. Sam making it happen. Now, I don't know if I can hold a tune. I might sing better with the coronavirus, Carrie. You never know.
Let's not try that.
I've been calling it the Wuhan on social media all day. Wuhan? Nobody's giving me too much of a hard time yet. They'll figure it out eventually. Oh, it turns out Fauci and I have more things in common now, I guess.
I know. How about that?
We're not just both Italian. We both got the virus. Stupid Fauci. That's how we do it. It's hump day, downhill to the weekend from here. So, yeah, I mean, I considered not working today. And it's interesting because we actually had Rand Paul set up for today, Dr. Paul. We've had him on several times. It would have been a great interview to talk to him while I have COVID, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it turns out he could only do it at like 1:20 our time, Central Time. And I could not do it. I was still in bed at 1:20 Central Time.
Dude.
Well, so I mean,
you sound okay, but you're not feeling the best, right?
Oh, no, I feel like crap.
Okay.
Let's not mistake it. But I'm on now. The adrenaline's flowing, and I'm going to do the show.
Okay.
Do the best I can. And if I open my mouth and nothing comes out, that's a problem for a talk show host.
Yeah.
But I'm not digging ditches. I'm not building houses. I'm not saving lives. I'm just here, you know, the talk monkey on the radio. Can you say monkey, by the way, anymore?
You cannot. No, not you.
Carrie, some would say you're in the news. Can you help me understand why monkeypox is racist?
I cannot, actually. Why would that be racist?
Two days ago, the World Health Organization or somebody said you've got to stop calling it monkeypox because that's racist. And I just want to know why that's racist.
Yeah, I don't have an answer for you.
Do you know where monkeypox came from?
I believe it was in Africa.
Right, and what animal had it first, do you think?
I'm going to say a monkey.
Shut up. So, you're saying that a monkey got this infection. It's a pox-like infection.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, they called it monkey pox because it's from monkeys.
Right.
Did monkeys complain? Are monkeys going, we need equity? What's going on here?
Pretty sure they did not.
Because if you think a person is a monkey, you're a racist. I mean, that's the bottom line. There is nothing racist about the term monkey pox. It's a disease, an affliction, an infection that started in monkeys, you dumbass. Can I say dumbass when I'm sick or not?
I think you can. I think that's okay.
So you're saying go ahead with the sick with the dumbass. Okay.
I am, yeah.
So let's get into, by the way, I'm finding out that more people who were at this thing that I went to in New York the other day are dealing with COVID as well. So something was going on there. And I just wish everybody a speedy recovery. Even Fauci, I want Fauci to die from it or anything, but he's like 80. So he's in a high risk category. So let me go through what we know factually about my condition. A few things are important. And I'm only doing this not to say, look, I'm tougher than COVID, or, hey, COVID's kicking my ass. I'm not doing it for anything other than information. Because immediately the other day on Monday, when I announced that I have it, I got a bunch of email, could you tell me your doctor? And the answer is no, I'm not going to tell you my doctor, but I can tell you the protocol. I don't want you to go to my doctor because it feels like it's too much information. But I will give you this. Every day, and I haven't had COVID before, and it's been around for 2.5 years, whatever, but every day I take vitamin D3, I take vitamin B12, I take zinc, I take, I do adrenals too, but I don't think that's for COVID, but I'm already pretty high levels on those. You're not getting enough D in your life probably. Vitamin D and zinc are very important to thwart the problems that you might get from COVID-19. Now, I'm not in a high-risk category. I don't have high blood pressure. I don't have any blood sugar issues, no diabetes, nothing like that. In fact, my blood sugar is lower than usual because I don't do a whole lot of sugar. I do just about low-carb all the time. I'm 6'1", 252, or 254 when I started getting this. I've actually lost like 7 pounds on COVID, which is weird. But I don't suggest you get COVID to lose some weight. I don't do that. But I don't have any respiratory issues. I'm a saxophone player. I played the saxophone the other day at the event in New York. So I don't have any pre-existing health conditions. I kicked cancer's ass back 11, 12 years ago, and I feel strongly that I'm going to beat this rather easily too. But it doesn't mean that it's not a disease that you should not take seriously. Of course you should. A lot of people have died from it. Most of them, if not all of them, with comorbidities. A comorbidity is something other than just COVID, like the things that I just mentioned, diabetes, blood sugar issues, blood pressure issues, heart disease, hardening of the arteries, all this stuff, those should be considered. I am not vaccinated. I don't believe they're vaccines anyway. I do not have the experimental shot running through my veins. I won't get it. I haven't gotten it. Don't plan to get it. That's the way it is. Now, it's not because I'm tougher and bigger and badder than the shot. It's just that I believe in informed consent. We don't really know what's in the shot other than when I talk to Dr. Robert Malone, who is the inventor of mRNA technology, he tells me that it goes everywhere in your body, not just to attacking COVID. When you talk to Peter McCullough, when you talk to Richard Urso, when you talk to Jesse Lopez, when you talk to these folks, they tell you what the shot does and doesn't do. And the fact that there's still emergency usage authorization only, they are not FDA approved. The ones that are allegedly FDA approved are not available. So the ones that you can get are still experimental. That's a fact. What I'm saying is factual. I don't care if you don't want to believe me. I don't care whatever you think. So I take a usual regimen of those vitamins that I just talked about. When I found out, when I tested positive for COVID, got hold of my doctor who immediately prescribed ivermectin. And I'm taking a lot of ivermectin every day. A lot of pills. I'm not taking a horse paste. I'm not taking a horse dewormer. I'm taking the proper dosage for an adult male, 6'1", 254. It goes by weight, goes by height and weight, and then they dole out how much you need. Now, there's some other stuff, and I don't have it in front of me, but I believe that it's some sort of a steroid to keep your lungs, you know, open and taking in air and functioning correctly. Other than that, those are the two prescriptions on top of all the vitamins that I'm doing, and I've added a bunch of vitamin C on top of that since I came down with it as well. Sleeping is an issue. It's weird because I'm always hot, mm-hmm. always, but my feet and my hands are freezing all the time. Yeah. Well, I've got a fever. Now, the highest fever I had was, I think, 102.1 on Monday night. And I've gone to bed, you know, shivering. Now I'm quarantining where I'm in the bedroom and nobody comes anywhere near me except Gunner. Gunner did lay down with me last night. Gunner's a good boy, but I'm incessantly a hot person temperature-wise, but now I've got 18 covers on me. My feet and my hands are sweating. If I do happen to fall asleep, I wake up in a pool of sweat. Very, very strange. So this plays games with your body temperature. Now, how did I know that I should have checked to see if I had COVID? Good question. I felt ill And it wasn't Monday night. It had to be Sunday night. I guess I started feeling a little bit weird. I was achy and painy Saturday when I got back from the trip to New York, right?
Mm-hmm.
Just my bones hurt a little bit. My joints hurt a little bit. My muscles hurt a little bit. And I came on the air and I complained about it because I'm not young anymore. And I'm carrying, you know, the carry-on garment bag. And I'm carrying the computer bag, which is way too heavy. And I was carrying the saxophone around, too. And I'm not a young ox anymore. I used to be. But, you know, this is okay. I'm getting older. Fine. So I'm getting these muscle aches and muscle pains, but the joints start hurting too. My bones started hurting too. It's like, there's something else going on here. Let me take a little Excedrin or something. On Sunday, I started feeling really rough. And by the time I went to bed Sunday night, I mean, I shook in bed probably for 2 hours, just shaking. I'm like, this is stupid. So tested the next day, tested positive, got the regimen going and started, you know, really knocking this out as best we can. But I would suggest anybody, I'm not saying just if you have it, if you don't have it, as a precaution, make sure your vitamin D is where it should be. And I'm not a doctor. Do not take my advice and run with it. Tell your doctor what I said and see if he or she agrees. But vitamin D, D3, specifically a lot of it. Zinc, absolutely every day, doesn't hurt. You can get gummies and stuff like that. Vitamin C is not going to hurt you. I also take B12. Not sure if that helps or hurts. It doesn't hurt, certainly. But get yourself in a regimen of vitamins because our food doesn't have enough vitamins in it. We're not getting enough sun. We're not getting outside to get enough vitamin D, that's for sure, especially the COVID times. And then maybe you'll be more prepared when you get it. Now, I'm going to have it for the next 7-8 days. It's not going away today, but I can speak better. I can think better. And I'm glad to be able to tell people what it is that I've used as my therapy. Anybody who says ivermectin doesn't work is lying. We know by the studies that it works. You know, when I've had all those doctors on that I mentioned earlier, we've all talked about ivermectin every time. And every single time, they can all cite 77, 80 studies that say ivermectin works. Ask India if ivermectin works. It does. So why we're making that the boogeyman can only be chalked up to Big Pharma wanting to make more profits. They're not going to make any profit off of me because I'm not going to take the shot. Now, there are also 99% of all of you have been nothing but nice and supportive and get better. We need your voice, blah, blah. Those of you who want me to die, nah, 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 nah. Carrie, I've had a couple of those. They want me to die.
I'm sure, yeah. I'm sure you have.
And I wish my mom would stop emailing me. I'll be honest with you.
No, but that was not your mother.
At the end of the day, it's survivable if you have no comorbidities. If you want to get the jab, it's an experimental jab. Make sure that you're informed and you give consent on the information you have and talk to a medical professional. I didn't get it. I'm not going to get it. I didn't need it. And I think it's actually pretty disgusting that just this week we're talking about the necessity of kids 2 years old to five getting this experimental jab. I'm 1,000% against that. And I have the virus right now. For those of you who are worried about Carrie and Polo and Sam, we are nowhere near each other. Carrie and Polo are at least 40 miles away from me. Sam is in a different state. I am in a studio by myself. There's nobody here engineering the studio. I do my own engineering. I do my own switching of cameras. I do my own switching of microphones. I do my own bringing up of the different videos that you see in here. So I'm not putting anybody at risk by working today. But I feel as though if I can get my voice out there while I'm in the midst of it, while I'm dealing with it, maybe I can answer some questions. Maybe I can take your phone calls and tell you my personal experience. And again, I'm not going to give any medical advice. I just told you what it is I'm taking and what it is that's working for me. So if you've got any thoughts on that, I'll hear you. We've got a lot of news to get to today. Got Matt Gaetz on. Going to talk about the January 6th committee. Got to talk about whether we should be impeaching Mayorkas. He says we should be impeaching somebody day one after November, and it's not Mayorkas. You'll hear what he has to say about that. We also have Victor Avila. He's going to be on to talk about the fact that the DHS is going to punish the Border Patrol officers who are on horseback, who are using techniques that were taught by the Border Patrol. They're going to punish them somehow administratively. And I have Victor on to talk about that. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Stay right here.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
Great to have you. Thanks a lot for stopping by. It's the Joe Pag Show for your Wednesday. Lots going on, lots to get to. People calling. If you've got questions about how it feels to get COVID, what it is that I'm taking, advice about how to find a good doctor, you've also got to make sure that if the prescription is for ivermectin, you've got to make sure you've got a pharmacy that'll fill it. Now, I think that should be against the law that they don't fill a duly written prescription. I don't get that. You had some doofus here in San Antonio that wouldn't fill a prescription. None of his business. He's not the doctor. You get the prescription, you fill it. But it's off-label. I don't care. You know, they prescribe things that are off-label all the time that work and work well. So, yeah, I mean, make sure that you've got a pharmacy that'll fill it as well. I understand that there are some online pharmacies where you can get a hold of them and get the proper prescription that you need if a doctor wants to prescribe it. So, again, there's some questions that people have, certainly. How I feel right now, I'm hot. I'm sweating a little bit. My hands are cold. But the voice sounds good, so we're going to go right through it. Eddie, I'm not going to talk about this the entire show. If I'm going to work today, we're going to work. We're going to get some issues out there. We're going to talk about some stuff that's important to people. But I wanted to make sure I gave you guys some time to call in and ask some questions if you had any. By the way, this week, Greta Van Susteren is back on cable news. I watched yesterday. She did a great job. On Tuesday's, Greta's new show launched on Newsmax. I watched it. It's the fastest growing cable news channel. Each night, Greta is proving that people want real news without the media spin. Her show is called The Record with Greta Van Susteren, and everyone is talking about it. Tune in at 6 p.m. Eastern time as Greta broadcasts from Washington with the real news, giving you the facts you need to know. She's asking the tough questions the big media will not. Find out why millions are making the switch to Newsmax. It's on all major cable systems and streaming platforms, too. Make the switch and watch Greta Van Susteren tonight. Check your program guide or get info on her new show. Just text the word Greta to 39747. That's Greta to 39747. By the way, yeah, it's when my show is on, so DVR it. Make sure you're watching Greta. Switch to Newsmax today. It's real news for real people. Again, text the word Greta, G-R-E-T-A, to 39747. Texting enrolls for automated text messages. Message and data rates may apply. It's worth it. Get Greta right now. Greta, 39747. That's how you do it. You text that right now and get it done. We go to the phone lines, 888-941-PAGS, joepags.com. Dave, Boston, talk to me. What's up?
Oh, hey, Joe. How you doing? I appreciate you taking my call.
You bet.
I'm sorry to hear that you got the coronavirus. I had it very early on during the shutdown in 2020. I caught it at work.
Okay.
So I stood home for a couple of weeks. But one of the things I did, and this is just for me, what made me feel better. I'm not recommending it for anybody, but made me feel better, is I drank good old-fashioned tonic water, the one that says it has quinine in it. Every time I drank a couple of glasses of that, made me feel good for a couple of hours. Then, of course, the symptoms would return and I'd feel kind of crappy again. But I kept doing that the whole time and it really helped. I did a little research. I found out that tonic water was invented by the British military. And the purposes was, I think in the 1800s, they began using it. And when the troops were in theater in foreign countries, especially down in Africa, they would get malaria. And they would use the tonic water with quinine in it to help mitigate the symptoms. So I guess what happens is the tonic water has an alkalining effect in your blood to some degree. And any sort of alkalining agent will help slow down the replication of a virus in your system. So it makes you feel better for a while.
Dave, I hear you. I got to let you run because I want to make a comment here. And I don't think you're going to stop. I love you out of Boston. Thank you for that. I hate tonic water. I don't drink tonic water. I'm not going to drink tonic water. But quinine makes me think that I've heard something. And Carrie, maybe you can look into this during the break or something. But I feel as though quinine somehow has some relationship to hydroxychloroquine. I think the quin has something to do with the quinine at the end. I know that from malaria, hydroxychloroquine is prescribed in places like Nigeria. And I know that hydroxychloroquine works very well in stopping malaria. In fact, it's been around for 65 or 70 years. And that's why it does work so well for malaria. So I don't know if there's, I feel as though there might be a relationship there, but it would make sense if you were trying to keep the rabid mosquitoes away and survive malaria. That, is there a relation?
There is not. That? Reuters. It's not the same as hydroxychloroquine.
Yeah, it's Reuters, though. Yeah, it's at Reuters.
Here. Okay.
Tell we know. Appreciate you. All right, let's do a break here. When we come back, we're going to move on to some other stuff. But again, if it works for malaria, it certainly could work for this, according to the hydroxychloroquine studies that have been done. Keep it here.
Don't be an A-dub. Stay with the Joe Pag Show.
All right, great to have you. Thanks. Appreciate you stopping by. Lots going on, lots to get to. It's the Joe Pag Show. About an hour from now, it'll be Matt Gaetz, District 1 Republican, the great state of Florida. He's got plenty to say when it comes to the January 6th Commission. There's this fake committee that is not even formed properly according to Nancy Pelosi's own rules. We'll talk about that. The economy, the border. We're going to talk about all of it and then some. Plus, he just got back from voting on the House floor. And there's some Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi-sponsored bill that is about equity in banking or something. Something about, minorities don't know how to bank, so we have to give them extra money or more banks or something. And if banks don't follow suit, then they're all in trouble. Why are these 80-year-old something idiots in the House of Representatives acting like minorities don't know how to go to the bank? Are you a minority? Are you black, Hispanic, gay, a woman? Are you something other than a white Christian man, heterosexual man? Do you not know how to bank? It turns out the left doesn't think you know how to get on the internet. Doesn't think you can get on the internet. You can get insurance. You can get an accountant. They don't think you can get yourself a voter ID or an official ID. And they don't think you know how to bank. Dude, who are the racists here? Just put it out there. Okay. What Kerry said about quinine and Reuters is what Reuters is saying. Here's the catch, though. And Kerry, you can help me out with this because you use different sources every day. You know how skeptical I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I go through and I check 18 different sources every day on every story because I don't believe anybody. I believe you, generally speaking, but this wasn't sourced by you. It was just you telling me about what Reuters said, mm-hmm. which makes sense. I get it. But I wanted to bring up what it is that did I close it? I think the Wuhan closed it. Well, that's not cool. Let me reopen it. All right. Talk amongst yourselves. It turns out many are saying that they are directly related, that quinine turned into hydroxychloroquine. The difference is quinine is something that naturally occurs in the bark of trees. Hydroxychloroquine is a synthetic. And because hydroxychloroquine is a synthetic, then they're saying that it's not related. But they're both antimalarial drugs. They're both used to keep those, you know, disease-ridden mosquitoes away from you. But for some reason, Reuters and other fact-checkers don't want you to think that it's the same thing. I guess it's probably a service of them trying to prove that, for some reason, hydroxychloroquine was bad. And that's the problem that I have. The problem that I have is that there is such a push in this country to constantly make Trump look like he's bad that they have to do things like this. So this is from something called Aesthetics Advisor. Hydroxychloroquine and quinine are both antimalarial drugs. However, hydroxychloroquine is not the same as quinine, as hydroxychloroquine is a synthetic drug, while quinine is a naturally occurring compound found in the bark of a tree. Okay, so they're not related. The next one, the fact check that you saw from Reuters. The fact that the claim that hydroxychloroquine is simply quinine is false. Hydroxychloroquine is a synthetic drug, while quinine is a naturally occurring compound found in bark. Again, how does that make them not the same thing because one's made synthetically and one isn't? Like, testosterone is found in the pituitary gland of cadavers. That's how bodybuilders used to get testosterone. Well, they've learned how to synthesize it, so now they can make it in a lab without having to get it from bodies. So are they not the same thing because one is naturally occurring and one is synthetic? Well, let's go down even further. Answering Genesis. Hydroxychloroquine is a synthetic derivative of a compound called quinine. Quinine is a naturally occurring compound in plants. The origins of quinine have been traced to the tree bark of genus plants called something. Okay. The evolution of quinine to hydroxychloroquine. This is from Medica Life. The short answer is that hydroxychloroquine is a modification of an earlier drug called chloroquine, which in turn is a synthetic version of the natural drug derived from the tree bark that many of us have heard of called quinine. So, Kerry, you walk away and I've got 10 different listings in this Google search. Mm-hmm. And again, you did nothing wrong. You're absolutely right. That's what Reuters said. So you do the search. You got 10 answers. 7 of them say that they're related. 7 of them say they're pretty much the same thing. One's synthetic, one's real. One's naturally occurring. Then you've got the top 3 that show up on Google that say they're not anything like each other. What do you do with that?
I don't know.
I mean, what you did was appropriate. You sourced it. You said the Reuters says, and here it is. Oh, good. And I'm a pain in the ass. So I went and I said, okay, here's the Reuters story that she has. Perfect. Carrie did a great job. Now let me see what everybody else says. And there are probably 2,000 different pages that are making a relationship between quinine and hydroxychloroquine. But if you make that relationship and nobody is saying quinine is bad, then you're also saying hydroxychloroquine is good. And remember, for how long was it that you couldn't say hydroxychloroquine worked? I got suspended from Twitter just by saying it. So they can't eat crow. They can't say, oops, we made a mistake there, because that would be about telling the truth, and they don't want to tell the truth. Oh, by the way, I did a TikTok the other night, and I hadn't done my hair in 2 days, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm wearing this hat, and people seem to have a, why are you wearing this weird shower cap?
What kind of hat did you have on?
I had the brown cap you guys have seen before, the beret, but I had it on backwards. Polo loves that. What are you shaking your head about? You love the beret. Polo's like, don't wear that hat. So I put the hat on, and was I supposed to take a shower and wash my hair to do a freaking TikTok?
Or how about do a TikTok if you haven't showered and you're sick?
I'm trying to help the people out with the COVIDs.
Oh, okay. Got it.
What?
Okay.
All right, historic night last night. And by the way, we had Mayra Flores was set to do a hit on the program. Something came up, and we hope to have her on again soon. But we were going to have her on like 2 weeks ago. She wins District 34, and this is a really, really big deal. What do you have, Carrie?
From Fox News, Republican Representative-elect Mayra Flores says Democrats should take her victory in a special congressional election in Texas as a warning sign to stop taking Hispanic voters for granted. Flores, who won a contest Tuesday for an open seat House seat along the nation's southern border in the Rio Grande Valley, made history as the first Mexican-born congresswoman. She's the first Republican to win in the heavily Hispanic district since it was created a decade ago. The Democratic Party has been in control here in South Texas for over 100 years and feel entitled to our vote. And they feel they don't have to do anything to earn our vote. And we sent a strong message to Washington. And we sent a strong message to Democrat Party that you have to get to work. If not, you're going to get voted out. Flores warned in an interview with Fox News the morning after her victory. The district, which stretches from areas east of San Antonio down to the southern border, was once a Democratic stronghold. Then President Obama carried it by 22 points a decade ago. But President Biden's winning margin was just 4.2 points in 2020.
Okay, now there are a couple of interesting angles to this story that I'm sure you know, but I'm going to enlighten everybody else. Number one, this was a special election because the person who had the seat quit. That's the first thing. So she has to run for election again in November, so just in a few months. Number two, they've redistricted, so District 34 will no longer be what it is today. The new district, when you add it up, is a plus 18 for Biden. It's going to be very hard for her to win in November, unless people in that district well beyond what 34 currently is understand the difference. A third thing, which I find to be an interesting angle, and Carrie, maybe you've got something on this, maybe you don't, an opinion or not, but Elon Musk announced on Twitter that he voted for her.
That is right.
And it's the first time he's voted for a Republican.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, Tesla is based in Austin. And I look at the district, and it does go to the east side of San Antonio, but I don't see it going to Austin. Do we know where he lives?
Well, SpaceX is down by Boca Chica Beach. It's in Brownsville.
Do you think that's what it is?
I'm assuming.
Oh. Because you can't, I mean, let's say he's got a house there and he's got a house in the Austin area. I mean, you've got to live in one of them for 6 months plus a day to be to have residency. That's interesting. Because if he voted there, that means he's going to have to vote there again in November, which is maybe he wants to. That'll be another vote for her. Who knows? But I found that to be interesting. So yes, they redistricted, and now she faces an uphill battle of 18 points that Biden leads by. So for me, this is great. This does show that Hispanics, Latins who love America, who are conservative, they're generally speaking Christian, if not Catholic specifically, they're tired. She came here when she was 6 or 7 from Mexico legally with her parents. She's married to a Border Patrol agent. This is a true, like, red, white, and blue American woman, and I want her to win again in November. We'll see what ends up happening. I don't know who she's going to run against in November. If it's the same guy, she might do just as well. What was his name? Something Sanchez?
Let me see.
I don't know if the story said it.
Dan Sanchez. She defeated Dan Sanchez last night.
So, I mean, it'll be interesting if, in fact, you know, she does have to go against this guy again. But here's the good thing. She's the darling of the country today. Fox News, Newsmax, everybody wants a piece of Mayra Flores. I hope that she takes advantage of that and goes on everything she possibly can. She should be seen. She's young. She's attractive. She should be heard. She's smart. She loves America. She should be listened to. She's married to a Border Patrol agent and what that goes through her mind every night, knowing that people are just barging right across the border. I hope that they get her out there. I hope she's got great handlers that'll get her out there. Because for me, if that seat goes back to a Democrat, that would be a failure of those who are surrounding her. I think she's a very good candidate. And we'll do our best to have her on here as well. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247. Do me a favor, go to joepags.com. Scroll down to the bottom, click on contact. You can send me an email there. Follow me on all the social media, whether it's Truth or Getter or Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, TikTok. It's all right there. Go and check that out as well. One other note, and you probably know this already, that seat, that district, was only held by a Republican once, and it was for about a year, and it was over 100 years ago. That's how monumental this victory was for Flores last night. Hopefully, that'll be taken advantage of. Your thoughts about why Hispanics, Latin Americans, or Americans of Latin descent are voting more conservative now, whether it be South Florida, whether it be South Texas, or wherever you happen to be. Why is that happening, and is it this sort of a fad, or is it going to continue? Keep it here. We're coming right back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.
All right, great to have you. Thanks. You know, it kind of looks like a fad when Trump gets a lot of votes in South Florida in 2020. It looks like a fad when he gets a lot of votes in the Rio Grande Valley in 2020. It kind of looks like a fad when you've got the occasional Republican Hispanic who shows up and does pretty well. But now you've got something that is just a little bit earth-shattering, and the left is taking it as hard as they should, but they're not showing all their cards. They can't believe that that seat was flipped. District 34, great state of Texas. They can't believe it because they took that one for granted. It's almost like Hillary Clinton in 2020 took the Rust Belt for granted. Didn't go to Wisconsin or Michigan or Ohio at all, or if not much. And she got her rear end kicked in those states because those people are hardworking Americans and they wanted jobs. Well, when you start taking for granted, I don't know, the San Francisco School Board, and then three of them get launched, you might want to start waking up. When you start taking for granted the district attorney's office in San Francisco, then he gets kicked out, you might want to wake up and realize that the tide is turning. What I get into with Gates later is, do we want them to wisen up and do better for Americans, or do we want to ride this and let them keep on stepping all over themselves so that you can have a clean sweep in November and do what's best for the country next year? Interesting answers. I also asked him if we should be impeaching Mayorkas, and he said, no, we should be impeaching somebody else. We'll talk about that too. But flipping this seat, District 34 in the great state of Texas, to Republican for the first time in over 100 years, and over 100 years ago, the Republican only held it for a year. This is a big deal. But here's the challenge now. Mayra Flores is the representative from District 34 now. She's in. This was a special election because the person who had it quit. She's now in for July, August, September, October, November, December. Then she's either going to be sworn into the next Congress or she's out starting January. So you've got like 5-6 months to make something happen here. She needs to be on Fox every day. Needs to be on Newsmax every day. Needs to be on my show every day. Every day. Find the show, be on there every day, and bring out to people that, you know, grandma and grandpa voted blue because they were conservative. They were conservative-minded, values people personally. Fiscally, maybe they agreed more with the Democrats, or they thought the Democrat policies felt or sounded better, or they were tricked by Democrats when they said, hey, we'll give you some welfare, just give us some votes. Whatever it was, the Democrats back then, John F. Kennedy would be a Republican today. I don't think he'd be a conservative, but he'd be a Republican. Pretty staunch Republican, to be honest. So that party has left Hispanics. And I think that they need to realize that. And I think they're starting to. You get a young, what is she, 30s? She's a young woman who has the immigrant experience, the legal immigrant experience, whose husband comes home every day exhausted because he's working the border trying to keep our sovereignty safe. This can be one for the ages, or she can be a flash in the pan and be gone in 5-6 months. That's the real challenge here. But trust me when I say the left is just got bee-smacked, and they're wondering what it is they have to do now to get that seat back. And they will pull no punches in trying to get it back. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. Let me tell you about Omaha Steaks. Omaha Steaks, incredible. I have Omaha Steaks almost every day. I did, but we ate everything. Here's what we do. We go to omahasteaks.com. We put in keyword PAGS, P-A-G-S. You're going to save over 50% when you click search on that search bar, when you put in my name, on the Dad's Want Steaks package. For just $99, this limited time package includes 16 mouthwatering entrees he's guaranteed to love, like the bacon-wrapped filet mignons that I ate four of the other night, gourmet jumbo franks, their air-chilled boneless chicken breasts, and for a great finish, delicious caramel apple tartlets. This will get you going every single time. Just smelling it cooking will make you go, wow, time for some Omaha Steaks. Special gift because you listen to my program. When you go to omahasteaks.com, you put in keyword PAGS, P-A-G-S, in the search bar. Click on search, get the Dad's Want Steaks package. You're going to get 8 free Omaha Steaks burgers. It's not too late to send Dad Omaha Steaks. Grilling season is here. Perfect time to share great times, great food, great memories. Go to omahasteaks.com, keyword PAGS, P-A-G-S, in the search bar. Click on search. Save over 50% when you order the Dad's Want Steaks package for just $99. 16 entrees, 4 desserts, plus 8 Omaha Steaks burgers. Make it happen right now. 888-941-PAGS, 888-941-7247, joepags.com. So the bottom line is you have to figure out if this tide has turned, or if people are going, damn, I can't pay for gas. Has the tide turned for real, or is it, damn, I don't like that five-year-olds are watching people dance and drag? Has the tide turned for good, or can Democrats still convince people, that's not really us, that's a radical? And look at it this way. Why would you want to vote for a party? Any party whatsoever that just said 27 members, just said Supreme Court justices do not deserve protection. Why would you ever want that party to represent you, your family, your district? Why? Knowing that Brett Kavanaugh had a would-be murderer show up at his house with all sorts of tie wraps and had a Glock with him, some tape, was ready to kill a Supreme Court justice. His words, and then himself, because of Roe v. Wade, and because he knows how Kavanaugh feels about guns. And 27, including the squad, plus Cori Bush, all said, no, they don't deserve the protection. Wait, you listen, I need you crack tested. I want you tested for crack if you think this is the right vote for you to make. Keep it here. Coming back.
This is the Joe Pags Show.